6-2.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. And boy, the weather is really, really unusual. Well, the weather's been unusual, so I thought we would check with our bird expert, Cianne, from Wild Delight, and see what kind of effect this type of crazy weather is having on the birds. Cianne, good morning, and welcome to the Garden Club. I'm good. How's everything with Cianne today?
Oh, it's wonderful. Like you said, this weather is just mind-boggling. It's so warm. It was in the 50s yesterday.
I know. It's been absolutely crazy all over the place. I live in Maine, and, I mean, I feel bad. All of the ski areas are having a really tough time. The snowmobiling industry is non-existing, and the lakes and ponds are all wide open, so you can't even go ice fishing. So it's been a crazy, crazy winter so far. And how is this affecting the birds, Cianne?
Well, you know, the normal cycle of things is in the wintertime, you know, the ground is snow-covered, so the birds can't do their natural foraging. Because remember, they only get about 20% of their diet from our feeders. But with the open grounds and no snow, the birds are foraging even more. And what's going to happen is come the springtime, there's going to be even less for them to forage. So I know a lot of people think that, oh, let's cut back on our bird feeding in the springtime because they can forage. Well, they've already done that because there's been no snow cover to cover the seeds that they're now foraging on.
Oh, I see. Yeah, because I have noticed that I'm still getting a lot of birds, but not the numbers that I have in the past. And I was guessing that that may be part of the problem, that they're getting food elsewhere.
Absolutely. I've had, you know, I've got the birds in my yard, but the activity isn't as, you know, hyperactive as it normally is when there's snow and frost and it's difficult for them to forage. They're doing what they normally do. So, I mean, a lot of people say, well, you know, I don't want to feed year-round because it's going to detract from their natural foraging instincts. But it doesn't. I feed year-round. And, you know, they come to visit my feeders, and I'm happy to see them. But, you know, come this springtime, they're going to have eaten everything on the ground if we don't get any snow to cover it up.
Wow.
So it's real important to keep those feeders full.
Okay. So what would you do? I mean, what would you do? What are you doing that you recommend that we should be doing at this time of the year?
Well, aside from keeping the feeders full, make sure you got some suet out there, because, you know, we've had some cold days. I mean, even though it's 50 today, a few days ago it was only 8 degrees. So make
right.
sure you got suet out there. Get that high fat out there for them to keep their metabolism up. And make sure you use
now,
a good mix with sunflower and nut meats, and some fruit in there is always good. Try and stay away from, you know, the red Milo, the millet, the crack corn. That's just going to get scattered on the ground anyway.
Right. Now, which Wild Delight mixture do you like the best, Cianne?
Oh, I love our nut and berry. That is just a good sunflower, nut meat, and a little bit of fruit in there. It's everything to all the birds.
And that's something that you would recommend now.
Oh, absolutely. Because we start with sunflower as our base, you can't go wrong with any one of our mixes. But I tend to favor the nut and berry a little bit more. Sometimes I'll use the deck, porch, and patio in a couple of my feeders that are over the walkways, because the deck, porch, patio has no shelves. So I don't have to worry about sweeping up the shelves.
And that's great, because if you have people that live in condos and they always are having a maintenance type problem with cleanup, then
absolutely,
that would be a great blend for them to use, because there's no shelves at all, right?
Right. I mean, there are a lot of adult living communities and condo complexes that are banning bird feeding because, honestly, bird feeding can be messy, especially if you use a mix with all those inexpensive fillers in there that the birds are just going to kick out anyway and just scatter all over the ground, and it can be messy. The deck, porch, and patio, because it's just sunflower kernels, pumpkin seeds, peanuts, pistachios, no shells, it gets completely consumed. So there's no mess.
Wow. That definitely is the way. Now, in that mixture that we're talking about, does Wild Delight put in all of the electrolytes and the vitamins and the minerals also?
Absolutely. That is a completely fortified diet. Just like people like to take vitamins on a daily basis, it's also good to provide it for the birds. I mean, you've got vitamin A for growth and feathering, vitamin D for proper bone development, vitamin E for reproduction, B12, thiamine, niacin, all the good vitamins, vitamin C, iron, copper, calcium, zinc. We've got it all in there. Gives them an overall healthy diet.
Now, with this fluctuating in temperatures, I'm sure that's probably more important now, because the bird just is, I'm sure, having trouble to adjust to this temperature change.
They're probably as confused as we are with this temperature up and down. They don't know which way to go. Don't know whether to wear that sweater or that coat. But we all know that, when it does get extremely cold and there is snow on the ground, activity at the feeders, the birds are almost frantic, because they have to keep that metabolism up. They need to eat their weight in food every day to keep that metabolism up, especially when it's very, very cold out.
Now, because there's no snow for most of us, and I know that the birds, if they can't get any moisture, will eat snow, should we bring out our bird baths that we've put away for the year and put some water in them for the birds?
Absolutely provide water for them. I mean, with the cold, everything's going to freeze. I got my heated bird bath jacuzzis out there now, and they come to it. They need a water source. So to provide you have to use it, I recommend a heated. That's the easiest way to go. And what's nice is that the new models of the heated bird baths, years ago you used to have to worry about the bird bath going dry and that it would overheat, the plastic would melt. That doesn't happen anymore. The heated bird baths nowadays just keep that water temperature at a constant above freezing temperature so it doesn't freeze over. And you don't have to worry about it going dry, because it won't melt. It won't damage the feeder, the bird bath, if it gets dry. But try not to let it go dry and put fresh water out there every day.
The one thing that I found, and I've had so much better results, I remember the olden days, the bird feeders that you purchased had a great big lip on it so that they would hold a lot of water. But the problem was, if you left it outside, because the lip was so high, the water would expand and it would break the bird bath. And I'm finding now more bird baths that are almost flat so that you can keep water in them during the winter. And if the water does freeze, there's no walls to push up against, and the bird bath does not break like it did, let's say, even 5 or 10 years ago. So if people are looking for a bird bath, try and find something that doesn't have a high lip on it, so right. there's no force on it, and they do much better.
Right. I mean, there was a lot of trouble with, you know, high-sided ceramic or concrete bird baths that, yes, you know, the ice would expand and crack it. But also, you know, you want to make sure that the water's not too deep. If you have a bird bath that looks a little too deep, you can actually put, they may have bird bath stones that you could put in there to give them something to hop up on and be able to bathe and drink in comfort.
Now, how deep should the water be, Cian?
My bird bath, I only keep it about 3/4 of an inch deep to maybe an inch deep when I fill it.
And if we have it deeper than that, then they won't go in it.
Well, it's not as comfortable for them. So, you know, if you got a deep bath, just put some stones in it. You know, nice clean stones that they can use as a platform so they can get in and out of the water easily.
Okay. Cian, hold on a second. I want to ask you a couple more questions. We'll be right back after these messages.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird food.
Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight.
Nick Wadena with Midas Resources. If you have an IRA or 401k, did you know you can turn that nest egg into a physical gold and silver nest egg? Do you know what kind of specific precious metals are allowed by law to be in retirement accounts? Did you know that you can take physical delivery of these precious metals? Would you like to know more? It's a fact. Stocks and mutual funds have been a wild ride, and many people's retirement funds have taken large hits. If you put $100,000 in gold in January of 2009, it would be worth over $200,000 today. If you put $100,000 in silver, then it would be worth over $300,000 today. As bailouts for banks and the seemingly endless printing of money continues worldwide, the value of the dollar could decline further, in turn possibly pushing gold and silver much, much higher. Protect what you work so hard for. Call me, Nick Wadena, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343, and learn what your options are. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237, extension 343. Once again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Well, good morning. We are talking with C.N. from Wild Delight. With the crazy weather we've been having, I thought it would be great to get her on so she can, you know, tell you what to expect and what to do. C.N., tell us about your website and where people can get more information about feeding the birds.
WildDelight.com, and join our Birders Club, too. Just sign up online, and you can actually blog people across the United States and ask different birding questions.
It's as simple as that.
Simple as that. Absolutely.
And can they get a list of where they can purchase the Wild Delight bird food also?
Absolutely. We have a store locator in there that you can just put your zip code in, and it'll bring up all the stores in the area that carry our product line. We're also on Facebook as well. You can print out dollar-off coupons to apply towards your next purchase of Wild Delight.
So that will save you a couple of dollars also.
Absolutely. And we
now,
also have a frequent buyer program, too.
Oh, you do? Tell us about that, CN.
Most of the stores are participating in it. After you've bought 10 bags of the same size, same formula, you're going to get your 11th bag for free. Free is good.
Well, free is always good. Now, CN, we've talked in the past about suet, how important that is. And you'll see a lot in some of the garden magazines now where people are saying take pine cones and roll them in peanut butter. Is that a good thing?
Absolutely. But, you know, mix some seed in with that peanut butter as well. Now, what people have done is actually taken pure suet, melted it down, maybe added a little peanut butter, mixed it with a lot of seed, and packed it into the pine cones and hung it out there.
Oh, okay.
My mother used to go to the supermarket and get beef fat, and she used to grind it into, you know, a gruel and mix it with peanut butter and seed, and she used to pack it out in pine cones and little nooks and crannies of the trees. And oh, yes. And the birds love it.
They absolutely love it at this time of the year.
Absolutely.
Now, when should we be starting to see the birds move from one area to another, or is that still something that we have to wait until like March or April?
We've got a few months to wait on that. Usually the first ones I see are generally the red-winged blackbirds. They usually come back, and that's in end of March, beginning of April, depending on the weather.
Yeah.
You know, and they're usually the first ones to come back, and that's when it all starts.
That's when it all starts, for sure.
Oh, now, I can't wait. I enjoy that time of the year.
How about fruit, CN? I've seen in some backyards where people have taken oranges, cut them in half, put them on a dowel, and have hung that near their bird feeder. Why are they doing this?
Well, that's generally for orioles, because orioles like the oranges. But I found that when I put that, because I have a jelly feeder / orange feeder, and on it are two pegs that I can put orange halves on. And I found that not only did the oriole like it, but the red-bellied woodpecker absolutely lost his mind over the orange halves. And he would just eat out the whole half of the orange, and then he would actually pull it off the peg and fling it on the ground like, I'm done, get me another one. But I thought it was, you know, it was too funny the way he just, and I watched him do it too. He just grabbed it and flung it off.
So at this time of the year, besides suet, if you do have woodpeckers, if you take an orange, cut it in half, and stand it with the face up, the woodpeckers will go and eat the orange.
Mine did. And I mean, I had to call my mother on it. And it's just a little unusual, but it's fascinating. Experiment with your birds. See what they're like. You go ahead, try putting some oranges out there at this time of the year. Don't save it all for the orioles. You might have some birds out there that'll check it out.
Exactly. CN, thank you so much for talking with us this morning. We appreciate all your advice. And again, the weather is confusing, the birds are confused, and they're eating the naturally occurring food. So don't panic if they're not at your feeder. And as CN says, because they're eating the wild food now, there may be nothing later. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. They will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
If you don't want to be unprepared, BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness. Why do they lead? Because of best value, best selection, and their low price guarantee. Take advantage of BePrepared.com's inventory reduction sale going on right now. Save up to 43% on food storage and emergency supplies. Up to 43%. For example, be prepared with freeze-dried peaches and strawberries, freeze-dried roast beef, 180 two-piece first aid kits, 9-meal MRE kits, a waterproof multifunction emergency LED flashlight for only $3.99, and much more. BePrepared.com. All supplies last. But hurry, sale ends when inventory's gone. Call 800-999-1863. That's 800-999-1863. Or online at BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com. Best value, best selection, and low price guarantee. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're going to go right to the phone lines. George, who's up next?
That would be Betty in Massachusetts. She's got a question about her hollyhock.
Hey, Betty, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. I was wondering if anybody has come out with anything that will stop hollyhocks from getting rust.
Boy, that's a real tough disease.
Yeah, I call you every day about it, hoping that something new would come out.
Yeah, I know that it is one of the plants that the various companies are working on. There are a lot of new fungicides coming out in the springtime. Let me see what I can find for you. But right now, the main thing that really helps with the hollyhock rust, the first thing is cleaning the garden in the fall, getting all of your hollyhock plant away. And what happens is a lot of the spores fall on the ground. And then when the weather conditions get right, the spores ripen, and then they float up And they then, just like a little helium balloon, will attach itself to the plant and you have a problem again. So in the spring, what I would suggest that you do, first off, is clean the garden as soon as you see your hollyhocks come out, and then put down 1 inch. You know what? I don't think you have to put any more than that, but 1 inch of either compost or bark mulch or pine needles or something on top of the ground to prevent the spores from becoming airborne. And that will help a great deal. Secondly, try and minimize overhead watering so that if you water that plant and you get the leaves wet, you're going to encourage it. Avoid at all costs watering your gardens after 5 o'clock at night, because the plant will go into the evening wet and that will encourage fungus problems. Good air circulation. Try not to plant anything close to it so that the air can move better around the plant. And then the other thing is, use your fungicides early. And I'll make a note right now to see which one would do the best. But if you can get the fungicide inside the plant, so a systemic type of fungicide would be the best to use. And let me see what I can find for you, okay? In the meantime, send me an email. Send it to pparent at roadrunner.com, and I will get back to you, okay? Thank you. We appreciate the phone call. Think spring. After all, spring is only 72 days away. George, who's up next?
We have Nancy in Massachusetts, and she's got a question about some rose bushes.
Nancy, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. How can we help you with your roses?
Okay. I have a bunch of roses in my yard, and they're all starting to leaves out, and I cover them with bags. I don't know. Am I doing it, or am I doing okay, or I don't know. I don't know what to do.
Okay. What you said that you covered them with bags.
Just plastic bags over the top.
Okay. Take the plastic bags off. Okay. Plastic is the worst thing that you can do, because plastic is solid. It will act like a mini greenhouse, and on a day like yesterday, where the outside temperature in Boston, for example, hit 51 degrees, that plastic bag became a greenhouse, and inside the bag was probably 75 degrees, and it's that heat is telling the plant, wake up. Spring is here. The best thing that you can do for your roses at this time of the year is build a mound of either bark mulch or pine needles, shredded leaves, anything like that, about a foot high. If there's leaves on there from this year, don't worry about it. They will fall all by themselves. But it's been a very, very confusing year for our plants. And my roses in Maine, I'm going to say they still have a third of the foliage on them. And that's just due to the weather. My Japanese maples, the leaves on the plant have turned brown, but half of the foliage is still on the plant, and that's strictly due to the weather. But the plastic bag is going to be like a mini greenhouse. It's going to make that plant wake up, and the buds will begin to swell, if you get, let's say, 4 or 5 days of nice weather, and then when the temperatures drop back down to normal, those buds are going to freeze. So pull the bags off of them, put some pine needles or bark mulch or soil or something around them, and leave them alone, okay? They are capable of taking care of themselves, but plastic is the worst. Burlap, okay, because it will breathe. But if you use plastic, the moisture will build up in it. It will sweat. It'll be just like a steam bath. And that's how they force plants to come into bloom for a flower show. They make it hot. They make it humid. And the plant thinks that the season has arrived. And it wakes up ahead of schedule. And if that happens with a rose, goodbye. Okay? That's a job for today, Nancy. Thank you. George, who's up next?
Dottie's calling from the Cape, and she's got a problem with rats.
Rats? Oh, wow. Dottie, tell me what's happening.
Well, I feed birds, and I have over 30 years, and I have feeders all over my backyard, and I had these huge holes the end of the summer, and I called someone to come check out and see what they were. And he says, you have rats, and get the damn feeders away from the house. So I'm calling you to see if you've had a problem or anyone's had a problem. What he's told me what to do, but I wanted to see what if you've had a problem with anybody and what they have done.
I will tell you, I did last year, and it really grossed me out because I love to feed the birds. I mean, and I feed them year-round, just like CN does. I have three suet feeders because we have woodpeckers that come to them. And my wife loves ravens. She loves the big black crows, the ravens. And they love the suet during the winter months also. And last year in late August, early September, I just happened to be looking out the window, and there was a rat there. The damn thing must have been a foot long with the tail. I had never seen anything like it. And, I mean, there's no trash outside, but there's a deck. And I went outside, it saw me, and it ran underneath the deck. And I said, I can't have this happen. So what I did is I went, we have an Agway store in Arundel that I went to called Green Mountain Transplants. And I talked to the owner over there and I told him, I said, I am horrified. I have two rats coming in underneath my bird food and I can't have rats living at the house. So he gave me these pellets. I put the pellets underneath the deck. I put some in the holes where the rats were coming in and out of. And within 2 weeks, the rats were gone. And I haven't seen them since. And I'm still feeding the birds. So you don't have to put the bird feeder away, but you can't take like decon and put it near the bird feeder because decon has corn mixed in with the rat poison. And if the birds get in it, you're going to kill the birds. So go to a good feed and grain store where they can give you something that's large that the rat can take with him rather than just sit there and eat small bites. He can literally take it with him to his home, eat it there, and die. And that way you won't hurt anything. Now, if you have pets, which I have 4 dogs, that's why I put them underneath the deck. And I put them in the holes and then covered the holes so that the dogs couldn't get to it, and it worked wonderful. But don't mess around, because if you keep the rats fed all winter, when spring comes, they'll start to mate. And then you're going to have a real problem, because not only will it be where the bird feeder is, they'll go into your vegetable garden, and they could possibly get into your tool shed or garage, and you don't want to have any problems with that. So, again, I went to an Agway right down the street from me. They gave me some big, like almost like dog bone size product, and it worked wonderful. Thank you. You give that a try. If we can help you, the phone number here is 855-660-4261. In May, we are going to the Chelsea Flower Show. We have only a few seats remaining. And if you'd like to join us, I'll give you a phone number to call. It is 800-322-9481. Now, if you go to my website, we have a whole section about the Chelsea Flower Show and the various gardens we're going to visit. This is very, very unique. There are other tours going to the Chelsea Flower Show, but none of them are going to gardens like this tour. This is a custom design tour, and we have added other things besides gardens. We have a tour of London. We have open time in London, so that if you want to go see Princess Kate's wedding dress, you can go there. We're going to an 800-acre organic farm. We're going to a British garden center. And whether you travel husband and wife or two friends or single, we can also help you to find a roommate. So call 800-322-9481 for information. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it. If you haven't made compost in the backyard, it's fun, but a lot of work and well worth it. You can't use kitchen waste or the animals will dig up your compost pile and make a mess. If you put a lot of weeds in your compost pile, does it get hot enough to kill the weed seeds? It must be 160 degrees to do that. Are you spreading your new compost with weed seeds in it? This spring, join 250,000 gardeners and make compost in the compost tumbler. The compost tumbler will change kitchen and yard waste into rich, weed-free compost in just 2 weeks, not a year like the compost pile. The compost tumbler will hold 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste, and in just 2 weeks, make 2 wheelbarrows of rich compost, about $50 worth of bag compost. Bring the soil back to life and grow healthier plants with less disease problems. Go to www.paulparent.com, click on sponsors, then compost tumbler for information and special discount price codes. The compost tumbler at paulparent.com. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand-crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panel to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Okay, we got two callers.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent God Club. We're going to go right to the phone lines. George, who's up next?
That would be Helen calling us from Massachusetts. She's got some questions about yard cleanup.
Okay, Helen, good morning. How can we help you with cleaning up the yard this time of the year?
Well, that's my problem. Some of it didn't get done this year because we were doing stuff on the house. And I normally mulch my oak leaves in with the lawnmower.
Yes.
Since it's so mild, is it okay to go out and finish that up now?
Oh, sure. Yeah, because the thing that's going to happen is all of those leaves, because the weather was so mild, the microbes are still there. And if you grind them up now, between now and spring, and then even in the early spring, the microbes will start chewing on them, and you'll have better soil because you're building organic matter.
Great.
What was your second question, Helen?
That was my only question.
Instead of using the snowblower, get on your lawnmower and let's get the yard looking good. Really, really crazy weather. But pine needles and leaves that have fallen off your trees, if you can grind them up and let them sit on your lawn, you don't want an inch thick, but grind them up so that you can still see the grass, they will break down, turn to organic matter, and make your soil richer. You're recycling and making everything look better. Perfect. Good question. George, who's next?
Stoney's calling from New Hampshire, and he's got a question about a ficus tree.
Hey, Stoney, how can we help you with the ficus tree today?
It's actually my daughter's tree, and I've kept it outside, not outside, but in my porch, and I brought it in. It was doing real bad, and I brought it in the house, and I took care of it right now. It's in a great big pot, about 2 foot by 2 foot, and it's about 6 feet tall, and okay. I'm losing some of the leaves off of it. And I had some English ivy all the way around it for the last couple of years she had. And most of it all died, and I tried transplanting it, but it didn't work. And I'm wondering what I could do to, I've been given a drink of Miracle Grow, and that seems
okay.
to help.
Okay. How much sun is a ficus plant receiving?
Well, I had it outdoors all summer long. And
right.
when I in the house, right, I got a black bug, and I went down to find out what the bug was, and the bug was called the Black Evil, because the name of it, or the Black Weevil.
Okay.
He's about
oh,
a
black
quarter
weevil.
Inch long. And he was, the whole house was full of them, right? So I went down and got some Captain Jim's organic spray, and I sprayed the whole thing, right? And I finally got rid of them. Okay, and then the tree started kind of coming back because it was eating the leaves and stuff on the trees and the English ivy, and the English ivy on the tree now is beautiful, right? But the tree keeps losing leaves.
Okay. And the one thing, ficus plants love humidity. So if you have forced hot air heat or you have a wood stove and it's in the same room, then you should move it. Because if the air is really, really dry, then the ficus tends to lose foliage. The other thing, ficus during the winter, they are a plant that loves the sun.
Right.
So if you can move it near a window that gets sun all day long, you're going to see that it's going to do much better. And what I want you to do, once a week, the side that faces the window, turn the pot so now it faces inside the house. So that way the sun is balanced and both sides of the plant get plenty of sun. So get into the routine once a week, spin it.
Okay.
Now, I want you to feed that ficus every single week. Ficus plants that are shedding are probably hungry. And being that we're not getting as much sunshine, the intensity is not as strong, you can make up that difference with a little bit of fertilizer. So something like Miracle-Grow or blooming and rooting fertilizer will go a long, long way. Misting the foliage, that will help also. So just take an old Windex bottle, clean it out, fill it with water, and every day spray the foliage. That will also help. Have a great week, everybody. We'll talk to you next Sunday. Bye-bye.